CNN follows MSNBC's Maddow in pushing smears against Trump judicial nominee. By Kyle Morris on August 22, 2019. After he faced multiple anti-Semitic smears from MSNBC's Rachel Maddow, Stephen Menashe, who was nominated by President Trump for a federal appeals court seat, now faces a CNN article that distorts his college writings. In the article, CNN claimed Menashe has a history of denouncing women's marches against sexual assault, dismissing education about multicultural awareness and accusing a major LGBTQ group of exploiting the brutal murder of a gay student for political ends. CNN noted Menashe's accusations of hypocrisy against the Human Rights Campaign for not calling out crimes perpetrated by gay men. As it turns out, an openly gay journalist named Andrew Sullivan echoed Menashe's remarks in the April 2, 2001 edition of The New Republic. The leading gay rights organization, the Human Rights Campaign, which has raised doodles of cash exploiting the horror of Shepherd's murder, has said nothing whatsoever about the Durkheising case, Sullivan wrote at the time. For the HRC, the murder of Jesse Durkheising is off message. Worse, there's a touch of embarrassment among some gays about the case, as if the actions of this depraved couple had some connection to the rest of gay America, Sullivan added. Don't these squeamish people realize that, by helping to hush this up, they seem to confirm homophobic suspicions that this murder actually is typical of gays? Carrie Severino, Judicial Crisis Network Chief Counsel and Policy Director, released this statement in response to CNN's false accusations against Menashe. First, the Democrats and their media allies smeared Steve Menashe with an anti-Semitic mischaracterization of his past scholarship, and now they are purposely distorting his college newspaper articles, the common theme of which is an intellectual and forceful indictment of political correctness and identity politics as divisive and destructive forces that are pulling the country apart. These are the same types of smears the Democrats have thrown at several highly qualified people nominated by the president to serve as federal judges, including Amy Coney Barrett, Naomi Rao, Brian Boucher, Ken Lee, and, of course, with Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, all of whom were confirmed. According to sources, the "Don't Ask, Don't Tell" portion from Menashe mentioned in CNN's article was overplayed, and Menashe was not defending a particular policy with respect to gays in the military. Maddow distorted Menashe's argument and attempted to turn it into a highbrow argument for racial purity. She went on to claim that Menashe argued how definitely democracy can't work unless the country is defined by a unifying race. Contrary to what media elites say, several of Menashe's writings showed his concern for victims of bigotry and racism, such as one piece titled "Chilling Free Expression" from August 16, 1999. When students cannot evaluate claims of racism and sensitivity, and instinctively apologize whenever minority groups object, liberal education, not to mention rational discourse, suffers, Menashe wrote at the time. Menashe's writings also reveal that he is a huge advocate for free speech. But part of living in a diverse community is coming into contact with people whose opinions and rhetoric are different, unsettling, and yes, even offensive, Menashe wrote in 2001. To restrict what can be thought and said, however, is to destroy the free expression of ideas on which liberal education rests. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.